Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Loose Leaf Version for Microeconomics by Austin Goolsbee, Stephen D. Levitt, and Chad Siverson is a college-level economics textbook designed to introduce students to the core logic of microeconomics in a practical, applied way. As a loose leaf edition, it is intended for classroom use and typically sold as an unbound, lower-cost version of the main text. The book belongs to the standard principles of economics genre, that it is shaped by the author's academic and policy backgrounds, especially Goolsbee and Levitt's emphasis on real-world incentives, market behavior, and empirical evidence. Its purpose is not only to define basic concepts such as supply, demand, and elasticity, but also to show how those ideas explain pricing, competition, consumer choice, market structure, public policy, and government intervention. The text is aimed at students who need both conceptual clarity and applied reasoning, making it useful for introductory economics courses and for readers who want a structured foundation in how markets work. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, supply and demand as the organizing framework of market behavior. The foundation of the book is the familiar supply and demand model, which gives students a way to understand how prices are formed and how markets adjust when conditions change. Rather than treating the model as a purely abstract diagram, the text uses it as a central tool for interpreting real economic outcomes. It explains how shifts in demand and supply change equilibrium price and quantity, why market clearing matters, and how shortages or surpluses signal imbalance. This framework is important because it becomes the starting point for almost every later topic in microeconomics. Once students understand the logic of incentives and relative prices, they can analyze labor markets, product markets, taxes, and regulation with the same basic lens. The book's value lies in making this model feel practical rather than mechanical. It is not just a chapter on graphs. It is the conceptual language through which the rest of the discipline is organized. Secondly, elasticity and why responsiveness matters for policy and pricing. A major analytical step beyond basic supply and demand is elasticity, which measures how strongly buyers and sellers respond to changes in price, income, or other variables. The book uses elasticity to show that the effect of a policy or a price change depends not only on direction, but also on responsiveness. This is crucial for understanding why some taxes reduce quantity sharply while others do not, why some products are relatively stable in demand, and why firms can raise prices on certain goods with limited loss of sales. Elasticity also helps explain who bears the burden of a tax, how revenue changes when prices change, and why substitutes matter so much in real markets. In a teaching context, this topic is especially useful because it connects a simple model to concrete consequences. Students move from asking what happened to asking how strongly people reacted, which is a more powerful and realistic way to think about economic behavior. Thirdly, consumer choice and the logic of incentives in individual decision-making. The book gives substantial attention to how individuals make choices under scarcity, which is a central microeconomic idea. Consumer choice theory explains that people allocate limited income across goods in a way that reflects preferences, trade-offs, and prices. The practical value of this topic is that it translates broad economic reasoning into everyday decision-making. People compare marginal benefits and marginal costs, choose among substitutes, and adjust behavior when prices or incomes change. This approach helps students see that economic analysis is not limited to firms or markets. It also describes the structure of personal decisions. The book's treatment is useful because it links formal reasoning to intuitively understandable behavior without requiring advanced mathematics at the outset. It also reinforces one of the text's broader themes, incentives matter, by showing how people respond predictably to constraints. The book builds a bridge between abstract theory and observable behavior, which is essential for understanding everything from household purchasing patterns to labor supply and saving decisions. Fourthly, market structure and the sources of competition, power and pricing strategy. Another important dimension of the book is its explanation of market structure, including perfect competition, monopoly, and imperfect competition. This section helps students understand why some firms are price takers while others have room to influence prices through product differentiation, scale, or market power. The book does not present competition as a single all-or-nothing condition. Instead, it shows that firms operate in different environments depending on entry barriers, the number of rivals, and the elasticity of demand they face. This matters because pricing behavior, profit potential, and efficiency outcomes all depend on the structure of the market. Students learn why monopoly can reduce output and raise prices, why competition tends to constrain firms, and why some industries naturally drift toward concentrated structures. The analytical strength of this topic is that it explains firm behavior without reducing it to guesswork. It gives readers a way to ask what kind of market a firm is in before evaluating how it sets prices, invests, or competes. Lastly, externalities, public goods. and the role of government intervention. The book also addresses the limits of unregulated markets by examining externalities, public goods, and other cases where private incentives do not line up with social outcomes. This topic is essential because it shows that market efficiency depends on conditions that are not always present in real life. When a decision imposes costs or benefits on people who are not part of the transaction, prices alone may not fully reflect the true social cost or value. The text uses this logic to explain why pollution, congestion, and similar problems can justify taxes, regulation, or other policy tools. Public goods create a related issue because they are difficult to exclude people from, which makes private provision harder than usual. The book's treatment is important because it does not simply argue for or against intervention. It frames intervention as a response to identifiable market failures. That gives students a disciplined way to evaluate policy and understand why economics often moves from market analysis to institutional design. In conclusion, Loose Leaf Version for Microeconomics is best suited for students in introductory economics courses, especially those who need a structured, readable, and application-oriented textbook for class use. It is also useful for readers who want a practical introduction to how markets function without jumping immediately into highly technical modeling. The main benefit of the book is that it presents microeconomics as a connected system of ideas rather than a list of isolated definitions. Supply and demand, elasticity, consumer choice, market structure, and market failure are all framed as parts of a single analytical toolkit. That makes it valuable not only for passing a course, but for learning how to reason about prices, incentives, competition, and policy in everyday life. Compared with more conventional principles texts, this book stands out for its applied orientation and the academic reputation of its authors, especially the emphasis on empirical thinking and real-world examples. The loose-leaf format also makes it more accessible for students who need a lower-cost classroom edition. For anyone seeking a solid foundation in microeconomic reasoning, it offers breadth, clarity, and strong instructional usefulness. If you would like to support Austin Goolsbee, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.